Any comments on the posters that are being presented here from the ARCCS data, the Expanded Access Program for sorafenib?
There were several posters and really summed up by Jennifer Knox's podium presentation yesterday. Obviously, we also had sunitinib Expanded Access Program from Dr. Gore. I think there are some very good data to come out of this, real-world data, and there are some limitations to this. This is not a clinical trial, but I think it's really interesting. So what are the summaries of things that I think are interesting there? It seems that sorafenib has activity in the first line based on that, based on the report from the ARCS study, which runs counter to the randomized phase 2 comparison of sorafenib and interferon, also reported here, where it suggested that sorafenib was not so good in the first line. So which set of data do you believe? Well, I think we have to look at it in clinical practice. And my clinical practice in the first line runs closer to the ARCS data than the randomized study that was presented. The other presentations were on selected groups of patients. So we talked about first line. There's the patients with brain metastases. In that set, they'd been previously irradiated or had surgery. Interestingly, no CNS hemorrhages and similar rates of disease control, disease benefit, whatever you want to call it. And so I think that's helpful. The other big set of data to come out was activity in non-clear cell types of cancer, most particularly papillary and chromophobe cancers, where in papillary there were reasons why patients might respond to angiogenesis inhibition, and that VEGF is up, but it's not regulated by von Hippel-Lindau. There are other factors involved, nor seemingly by mTOR, a whole lot of pathways involved there. And so interesting to see some true partial responses in that group, but quite surprising from my perspective to see responses in chromophobe where I'd expect to see nothing. There were bona fide reported partial responses in those patients on a lot of stable disease.
This is the sorafenib, sunitinib, or
sorafenib, both? Sorafenib.